Hey guys, that aha moment you had, that could be the key to attracting the customers that you want.
Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we?
Hey guys, listen, I just left a one-on-one. I know that I'm sort of in casual dress, but I just had my typical Tuesday morning live networking meeting with my chamber, and then afterwards I had a one-on-one. And for those of you who don't know what a one-on-one is, it is when two business owners meet to just learn about each other's businesses. It is not an opportunity to sell, and it shouldn't be an opportunity to solicit services from people. Anyway, I was meeting with the young lady about her business, and as I was talking to her, one of the things that she said was she wanted to learn more about what I did because she was trying to grow her business, and that she was part of a network marketing sort of business as an independent contractor, but primarily her marketing was regulated by not only the industry, but the company. And so she felt her hands were tied. And so based on that, I thought I would put this video together because I just feel like there are a lot of you out there who feel like because you are a part of a network marketing business or you are an affiliate. I've had clients, potential clients who are affiliates. They have a business and their marketing department of the headquarters was in control of marketing, and there were certain regulations and stipulations they had to adhere to with their business. So I thought that these three points that I'm going to share with you would be helpful, because when I am coaching people who have this particular predicament, these are some of the things I tell them. And it's amazing how every single time I share a version of this with them, they light up. You can see the light bulb moments happening. And today was no different. The person that I was speaking with wants to meet with me next week so that I can help her with a specific project. Now, before I even get into my points, I wanted to just let you know I'm sitting outside of my backyard. So if you hear my pool, that's the water running. It is just such a beautiful day. I didn't want to go through all the trouble of changing clothes and going into my studio and filming. So I thought I would sit outside. It is just so pretty. I'll show you when it's over. So stick around because you're going to want to see it. But anyway, I just feel like that these one-on-one meetings are an opportunity to learn about someone else's business, like I said. But today, she actually did ask me for some advice. And what I'm about to share with you is a version of what I share with her. But like I said, if you are in this particular set of circumstances where you are part of a network marketing company, or you have a franchise, that's what I meant to say before, not affiliate, franchise, my apologies. Then you sometimes feel like your hands are tied with your marketing, and that's just not true. So here are some points that I wanted to share with you. Number one is be honest with yourself about your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? This is very important because no matter what you're doing, your reason for doing that thing is going to have a direct relationship to the reason someone wants the thing in the first place. So believe it or not, if you had a, oh my gosh, that is the answer. Oh my gosh, why didn't I see that before moment? And it caused you to start your business because you felt other people needed this same revelation. You're right. Other people need the same revelation. So when you're considering your marketing strategies, you want to think about that why. Really get a handle on what that was, that epiphany moment, that aha moment that you had that was the catalyst for you starting your business. And then I want you to think about how that knowledge highlighted the need in other people. And then when you solve the problem for yourself, you took a journey, that epiphany took a journey, and that journey that you were on is where you can meet your customers. You can meet them at all parts of that journey. And so your marketing needs to address those various points. Now, let's just say you did not have an epiphany. You just are doing this business because it's helping you pay your bills, or maybe you lost your job and this was something that happened and it's helping you make ends meet, whatever the reason. If you didn't have the, oh my gosh, this was a problem that I saw for myself and I can, you know, help other people solve the same problem for themselves. If that did not happen to you, that's okay. This rule still applies, because for whatever reason, what you're serving, you know how it can solve the problem for other people, whether it's a product or a service. You know how this product can affect the life of other people. So that's what you want to hang your hat on. You just want to be very clear about what the needs are, what the reason would be that someone would be on the search for your product, and not just sell them on the product and the fact that they need the product, but show them, meet them where they are in their life and explain to them how this solution you have is going to improve their way of living. It's going to improve their circumstances. And it's at that intersection where you can start sharing your brand, your business, your service, and then the people who need it and are meeting you at that particular juncture will kind of perk up and want to learn more about how can help them. Now, again, so that leads me to my second point, and that is find the intersection between your why and your client's need. Okay, so lifestyle selling is a thing. I don't know about you, but even though logos and brands are recognizable, it doesn't mean that's why I'm going to use them, especially if the person who owns the brand has been known to be a bad dude or a bad girl, or they have a bad reputation. There are some brands that I won't use strictly because of the owner's reputation for being one way or another. And so therefore their brand is not going to capture me. It's all about that person. So you want to find the intersection between your epiphany moment, your why, your reason for being in this particular business, and the need of the customer that you are serving. And you want to look at lifestyle, because it is always going to be a great place to start. Who doesn't want to make their life better? If what you have is going to help ease someone's pain, save someone's time, that's where you can start. That's a great place. There's an intersection. Also, this is where the relationships and rapport come from, because here at this intersection, you'll be able to understand that customer more, why they need the service, and you'll be able to put your new, unique spin on it. The person that I was talking to today, I told her, you know, this service that you have, this product that you have, that is so limited in the way you can promote it because it's the headquarters at hand. Handles your marketing. It's a tool in your toolbox. It is not your whole being. The intellectual property you have is of value as well. So you can use that tool, if you will, when the need arises. But until then, you can sell your intellectual property and educate people on the things that they might need. You can charge for an audit. You can charge for your time, a consultation. As long as you're not using that product, and you're not speaking on behalf of that brand, your time is your time, and you can spend it however you like. You can charge for it however you like. It's only when you pull that specific product out and you start sharing that product is when you have to, abide by a certain set of rules and regulations. So that's why your why is so important, because just because you work for a company, you have a franchise, it does not mean that you cannot consult, you cannot do audits, you cannot share your intellectual property and charge for whatever you want with that, and only bring that product or service out when you are going to need it, when you're going to need that tool. And then lastly, is you want to use your why to become the product people buy. You are the product, okay? You are the service. People are buying you. Just like in that example I gave earlier, there are certain people that I just will not buy from. And I know that their brands are popular. I know that people are buying them. Some of them are luxury brands, but because the owners of those brands are suspect, I won't buy them. So their brand, their label, that logo, that name recognition doesn't matter because of the person behind the brand. So you want to become the product, the service, the thing that people want. And the toolbox, the things in your toolbox are just extra. They're the bonuses because the people are buying you. Okay? So I hope this was helpful to you because you're not, stuck in a corner. You have not been pushed against the wall and only able to market your brand the way the particular network marketing group says so, or the franchise corporation says so. You have knowledge and information that you can share, and you can charge for that knowledge and information. And then when you need to pull out your tools, you can use those tools, and that's when you abide by the rules of that tool. But you need to understand your why, because in understanding your why, again, you'll be able to draw from your epiphany moment and draw from the journey that your epiphany took to solve the problem for yourself, or however you solve the problem that got you so excited about starting the business in the first place. And you can use that to meet your customer base where they are, build that rapport and that reputation, and begin to attract, engage, and convert the right people. And that's how that aha moment could be the key to attracting your ideal client. All right, please leave a comment below. Tell me what you think. I want to hear from you. And just in case you need a little bit of help in this area, I do have a guide, my BU guide. It's something that you can use. I talk about how to sort of segment your epiphany journey in this guide. And that I think will help you to connect the intersection or find the intersection between your why and your customer's need so that you can begin to meet them where they are. So I think that would be a great tool for you. If you're not in business, this still applies to you because there are people that you might be in ministry with and you might need to be able to help them in ministry. Or maybe you are part of an organization who serves a nonprofit. You want to be able to meet people where they are. Your epiphany, your why, your reason behind why you're doing what you're doing is still very important. But I would suggest that you grab my other workbook, which is really more of a workbook because there are some questions that you'll need to answer. But it's my 5-step guide. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed already, hit that subscribe button. And I hope that these tips will help you. I hope that that little one-on-one I had today and the thought to share this with you comes in handy. But I want to hear if it does, so make sure you leave a comment. All right. Bye, guys.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the BU Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.